Every year, many young Europeans go to Latin America to do a voluntary service. The German program Weltwärts is focused on developing countries to contribute to development aid. But is there really a need for this? Stergios Kunupis, a former Weltwärts volunteer, Dieter Simon, who works in one of the Weltwärts sending organizations, and Benjamin Haas, who had been responsible for the evaluation of this program over 3 years, are discussing the issue.
My name is Stergios Kunupis. I was in Peru, in Lima, in an organization named Generacion, and they are working like with people who they are living on the street, and they have in particular like three houses where people can live who can't afford to live in a normal house or whatever. The house in which I worked in was a place where the kids could live, but freely. They wasn't forced to stay. They were encouraged to manage their life, to get education, to get work in, and to build a good, healthy life, or to learn a good, healthy life.
The Weltwärts program is not a first-hand developmental program. It's a volunteers program mainly to raise awareness amongst young people for developmental issues. And the idea or the concept behind is it that through visiting a country for a longer period of time, supporting the work of partner organizations in the different countries makes them aware not only of developmental problems in the countries, but also about issues that are directly linked to developments or behavior, whatever, in Germany, and to make pretty clear what the interdependencies are between the southern and the northern countries.
We can see in several researches that a lot of volunteers don't connect the problems of the regions where they work with the global context. So they don't connect it with their lives in the global north. They reflect it as a deficit in the global south and something which should change there. And very, very few times they think about what their lives are connected to the problems or the poverty and so on in the global south.
We had a small boy which came just shortly after me, and we spent like a lot of time together. When he came, he was in the past really badly treated, and he had like some scars, and he couldn't like really behave. He didn't learn it properly because he was left alone a lot of time. But I could see how he changed in this manner. Like, he learned to be social, so to speak. He could learn to speak properly, and he developed very, very good.
A lot of people expect that the volunteers will have a development impact, and in my point of view, that's like highly questionable. If you see that the volunteers are very young, most of them come out of school, don't have any training or any knowledge about local contexts and so on.
They get some background information about the country, about the region, about the political, economical, educational setting of the whole country and of the region, so that they know where they are going to and what they can expect, kind of. Then a big issue or topic usually is racism. How do I behave in a more or less totally different cultural context?
You have like very poor, very cheap houses where you can live. The walls are very thin, and many people live in it. There are just few bathrooms, and where there everything like much violence or drugs and stuff.
If they don't reflect it properly and don't like tell a broader picture and a complex picture here in Germany, it just supports this deficit view about the global south. So that will lead in the final end to a very problematic view about people from Africa, people from Latin America in general, always connecting them to poverty, to deficits, and as like objectifying them, not seeing them as subjects who have their own life in their hands, like more as an object who is always in need of help from the global north.
You can never avoid that people reproducing such type of behavior, but that's why we specifically focus during our preparation on those issues, to make them aware about that, who they are, where they are coming from, what the historical background is, and that they really reflect critically how they behave and what their behavior is, and that they are aware of their partly maybe prejudices, but also about the big advantages that they have coming from a northern country.
The program was developed and organized here in Germany without almost any involvement of partner organizations. So the receiving organizations hadn't had any chance to influence the mission of the program, the goals, the targets. So there is a lot of power in the north which is used to decide what the partners in the south should do, or how the program should work on the ground and so on. And that's like a typical neocolonial behavior.
Now this year starts the first intake of volunteers coming from southern countries to northern countries, or at least means to Germany here. Nine of them from Mexico, from Peru, from Nicaragua and El Salvador will come to Bielefeld, and we hope that this will contribute at least a little bit to the differences and to the disbalances between the worlds.